Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called The Magic That Still Shows Up. There are days in education that feel routine, predictable, procedural, structured. You're moving through content, managing behavior, watching the clock, hitting transitions, and then something shifts. An unexpected insight, a burst of laughter, a brave answer, a moment of connection you didn't script. We don't always name it, but it feels like magic. And even in hard seasons, that magic still shows up. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is small wins that no one else sees. The tiny improvements that don't make announcements but build confidence. Those quiet gains matter more than they look like they do. And then the second thing that I'm thankful for is routines that create calm. Predictable structures allow students to feel safe. And when students feel safe, creativity has room to breathe. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is moments of humor that break tension. Laughter resets rooms faster than correction sometimes. A shared laugh can shift energy in seconds. All right, let's get into it. The main topic, once again, the magic that still shows up. Magic often arrives unannounced. You don't schedule it. You don't put it in the lesson objective. You don't write, at 10:42, magical breakthrough. Nah, that's not how you approach it. That's not what happens. It just happens. A student connects let's say you have a student who connects two ideas in a way that you didn't expect. A quiet learner raises their hand. A conversation moves from surface level to high-level, deep thoughtfulness. Magic in teaching rarely announces itself. It slips in quietly. And if you're rushing to the next slide, you'll miss it. So it happens inside ordinary lessons. It's truly rarely your most elaborate lesson that creates that shift. It's more often in the middle of something simple. You're modeling a math strategy. You're guiding a reading discussion. You're reviewing something basic. And then a student reframes it in their own words. The class leans in and you can feel the room change. The content didn't change. The engagement did. That shift, well, that's magic. And laughter is a signal. There's a type of laughter that means something deeper. Not chaos, not sarcasm, but shared, relaxed laughter. When a class laughs together in a safe way, it signals trust. It signals belonging, and belonging creates risk-taking. Risk-taking creates learning. See, magic often rides It rides in on the back of joy. Breakthroughs, well, they feel quiet before they feel big. Let's say you have a struggling student who writes one solid paragraph. It's not perfect, but it's progress. They may shrug. They may act like it's nothing, but you know, you're watching the journey. You've seen the hesitation. You've seen the avoidance. And now you're seeing effort. That quiet shift is magical. Not fireworks, it's formation. Now, let's talk about students teaching students. During a group work, a student explains something in a way you didn't. Another student nods. You see the clarity hit. Peer-to-peer understanding has a different weight to it. You didn't orchestrate that exact phrasing. You created a conditions. Another moment happens. Magic, it doesn't require control. Sometimes it requires space. See, in magic, it needs margin. If every second in the classroom is rushed, magic suffocates. If you move from task to task without pause, if silence feels uncomfortable, if transitions are frantic, there's no oxygen for surprise. Magic needs breathing room and a pause after a thoughtful answer, a moment to let discussion stretch. You don't manufacture it, but you can make room for it. And that's where magic needs margin. And you can feel it in the atmosphere. There are days when the room feels different. Students are leaning forward. Their questions are thoughtful. Disagreement is respectful. Energy is steady, and you can't always explain it, but you can feel it. That collaborative, collective focus, that shared curiosity. See, that's classroom magic. And that classroom magic, well, it's real, y'all. And let's talk about how hard weeks still hold it. Even during tough stretches, and you'll have tough stretches, you know this, funky teachers. During tough stretches, after a behavior incident, after a draining meeting, after a long week, magic still sneaks in. A student says, thank you. A class self-corrects. A conversation goes deeper than expected. The hard doesn't cancel the magic. Sometimes it makes it more visible. And you can cultivate conditions. You can't force the magic, but you can cultivate the soil. Psychological safety, clear expectations, consistent tone when working with students, humor, encouragement, bringing those things in can help cultivate the soil. When students feel safe enough to try, magic has a place to land. And the magic is why many of us stay. See, it's not the paperwork. It's not the evaluation forms. It's not the data walls. It's the unexpected moment when a student gets it. When a class laughs together. When you have growth, it becomes visible. Those moments remind you that this work isn't just functional. It's transformational. That magic is still shows up, even when the system feels heavy. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that if you ever question whether this work still holds wonder, slow down. Look for the shift in the room. Listen for the laughter. Notice the small breakthrough. The magic hasn't disappeared. It's just quieter than the noise. and it still shows up. Well, if you found value in this episode, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.